Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this Thursday, sunny skies, mid-70s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the lower 80s. Tomorrow night, we'll have clear skies at 56. As into Saturday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies, warm temperatures, again in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 43.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, Good Thursday. Police in Topeka investigating a late Tuesday night shooting that caused the death of one man near the city's Freedom Valley Park. Topeka police said in a news release that officers were called to the area around 11:30 Tuesday night for a 911 call reporting gunshots. Once on scene, officers found a person suffering from critical injuries. He died at the scene. Yesterday morning, police identified the victim as 37-year-old Mark Edwards of Topeka, and police there asking the public for any information on the fatal shooting. Longtime Wichita radio host and Wichita State University basketball announcer Don Hall died yesterday in an early morning vehicle accident. Hall's employer shared the news of his death yesterday with employees in an email. The 70-year-old Hall was a morning show co-host at KEYN Radio in Wichita and, according to the station, had worked for more than 45 years in radio in Kansas. Mid-America Network News. Ag producers in Kansas have turned to the Mid-America Ag Network since the 1970s. They know for the information critical to ag production, they can find it right here. You know, there's a lot going on in this crazy world right now, but spring planting is one thing that will go on regardless. Join farm broadcaster Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network as we provide spring planting soil temperatures daily during the planting season. Brought to you by Abilene Machine and the Kansas Corn Growers Association.
During this public health emergency, AARP is continuing to fight for older Americans and sharing the facts to help keep you and your family safe and healthy. Join us every Thursday at noon for a telephone town hall with federal health officials. Hear the latest health recommendations and have your questions answered live. This resource is open to anyone of any age, and you don't have to be an AARP member. Just call 855-274-9507 Thursdays at noon and learn how you can help keep our communities safe.
Kansas State Athletic Director Gene Taylor, football coach Chris Kleiman, and basketball coach Bruce Weber have agreed to salary reductions, along with every athletic department employee making more than $100,000 annually. The Hutch Post reports the cuts are meant to help deal with a budget crunch brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. Taylor said in a statement that salary reductions will begin with the new fiscal year that starts July 1st. Kleiman and Weber agreed to 13% reductions. Employees who make more than $150,000 will have 10% cuts, and those making more than $100,000 will have 5% cuts. As of yesterday, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Kansas increased by 247 to a total of 3,738. The state health department said yesterday afternoon coronavirus deaths in the state were now at 125. And forecasters saying a warm...
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Thursday. Governor Pete Ricketts has announced plans to ease coronavirus restrictions in Lincoln and other parts of the state, including some of the state's least populated counties, even though the number of new confirmed cases has surged. Ricketts says he'll extend the state's current public health restrictions in the Lincoln area through May 10th. He'll then relax them to match the less stringent rules that are set to go into effect in Omaha on Monday. The Catholic Diocese of Nebraska says the former longtime pastor at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's campus made occasional sexual advances to students and seminarians. The diocese announced yesterday an investigation found that Monsignor Leonard Kalin, who died in 2008, also used alcohol and made frequent visits to casinos. The diocese began investigating Kalin's conduct in April of 2018 after allegations surfaced about the sexual advances. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. As we wind down the month of April and some areas are preparing to open certain things once again, some businesses and services may start to see restrictions lifted. One thing that will remain closed is schools. I had a chance to check in with three area superintendents to see how things were adapting to the shutdown. Students are being educated by some form of online schooling. I asked all the superintendents what has been the feedback from their teachers. USD 364 Interim Superintendent Dr. Denise Guy said that the teachers would much rather be face-to-face with their students, but are doing their best, especially with something they haven't done much of.
I know they are working hard. There are a lot of things that they're putting in place to make sure that the students have what they need to continue their learning. There are always challenges whenever you're involved in some technical things. Try and make sure that they don't overdo, but give enough to continue that learning for the kids.
USD 223 Superintendent John Wetzel says it's not how they'd like to be doing things.
It's not their preference. We don't have a choice right now. It's something that we're forced to do. I think they're okay with it. I think they would much rather have that face-to-face, that daily contact. It's a good stopgap. It's a good Band-Aid. We're doing what we have to get through this time so we can hopefully get back to our normal next year.
USD 380 Superintendent Matt Rogers said his teachers worked very hard to get their plans in place in a short time.
They took a week to get this plan ready, and they're having to do some things that they haven't done either in a long time or haven't done before, such as, you know, using Google Classroom more consistently or Seesaw, different platforms. So some of them are struggling, as to be expected. They're learning just as much as the parents and the kids when it comes to assignments and how they want to get them out and get them back in.
Feedback from students has been somewhat mixed about the online schooling. Rogers said many of them say it's different handling the work and finding out a new routine of doing things.
It kind of depends on the organizational skill of the student. The ones who are highly organized get done a little bit quicker than ones that are not, but most overwhelming response has been that it is new and they kind of enjoy it. It's just a little bit different pace.
Wetzel agrees that students are adjusting to how things are done, but feels another impact is social.
From what I've heard, most students really would like to be back in school. I think they missed the social aspect of it. There are going to be some that are happy with the situation. For the most part, by and large, they want to be back in school. They want to be seeing their friends and interacting with their friends every day. I don't think anybody was either mentally or emotionally prepared for it. Some are handling it better than others.
Dr. Guy says this is an adjustment for parents as well.
We're doing whatever we can to help the parents as well, particularly with families that have multiple kids, because this is definitely stressful for them also.
Rogers and Wetzel agree that this has also been a big change for the parents. Rogers said for the most part, from what he's heard, the parents are doing a good job with the change.
Most of our parents are getting by. Obviously, the ones that are working full-time and trying to come home may have multiple kids and they're trying to get things done. They're struggling a little more than others. One of the things that we've done is we've just asked them to contact their teacher. It's not our intention to overwhelm anybody. I mean, we're all in this together and it's new for everybody. And so we tell those parents, if it's overwhelming, please contact your teacher and we'll work with you because we're here for them. It's everybody kind of doing something new and can be exciting, but it can also be really frustrating when you're working all day and you're coming home and your kid's fighting you and you're trying to get dinner ready and do the laundry and things like that. So we do keep that in mind that there are some parents that are going to need a break and are going to need some differentiation of instruction and maybe a little less in some places and a little more in others.
And when it comes to online schooling, as far as students doing what they are supposed to be doing, Wetzel feels that it's actually kind of the same as it normally would be.
It's about like it would be if they were coming to school at the actual buildings. We've got kids that are doing their assignments and doing their work as they should be, and we've got kids who struggle to get it done, just like they would if they were coming to school in the building every day.
Dr. Guy agrees that most are doing what they need to be doing.
We do have some that we're trying to reach out to. That's very few. The mass majority of the students are working hard and doing what they're supposed to.
You can hear more on what the superintendents had to say in part two of our conversation with them during this week's Public Affairs program. Reporting local news, I'm Ben Kelly.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you. Donna Herring, age 69, of Beatty, passed away Monday. Private graveside service Friday at the Deer Creek Cemetery. They will broadcast the service live on the Kinsley Facebook page at 10:30 Friday. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Donna Herring. Billy L. Edwards, Sr., age 90, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Private graveside service is planned Monday, May 4th, 10 a.m. at Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Service will be streamed on Facebook. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Billy Edwards, Sr. Bernice M. Wieters, age 93, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Graveside service will be held at St. John's Lutheran Cemetery, Lanham, with a memorial service and celebration of life to be held at a later date. Visitation Wednesday, 2 until 7, at the Vance Gertis Funeral Home of Odell, in charge of arrangements for Bernice Wieters. Harold D. Myers, age 79, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge for Harold Myers. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatballs, cheesy potatoes, green beans, and apricots. PNDY News Time 7:17.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the mid to upper levels of the atmosphere, we have an upper level ridge that's going to move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing warm temperatures for today and especially into tomorrow. We'll see temperatures in the 80s continuing into Saturday. High pressure system overhead bringing us sunny skies for today. Dry weather through Saturday before another system moves through as we head towards Saturday night into Sunday, bringing more chances of showers and thunderstorms and temperatures back down into the 70s. So looking at the forecast across our area, sunny skies, mid-70s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 80s, with wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, we'll have clear skies. We'll drop down to 56. As we head into Saturday, we'll continue with sunny skies. Again, temperatures in the lower 80s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late April, 67. Record high on this date, 87 in 1992. The average low, 46, and the record low is 30, set in 2005. Sunset this evening, 8:21. Sunrise in the morning at 6:25. Sunny skies this hour and 46 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the north. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 30th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
a landmark decision on the future of student athletes, and could history be repeating itself in Green Bay? Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The NCAA says it supports a proposal allowing student athletes to profit off their name, image, and likeness, as long as their school's branding or logo is not used in any promotional items. NCAA President Mark Emmert says the association would like to work with Congress to make the proposed changes possible. Reaction to Major League Baseball's latest proposal targeting a late June start to the season. USA Today reports the league is considering realigning all 30 teams into three separate divisions comprised of 10 teams each based on geographical locations. Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo weighed in on SportsCenter.
And all the different proposals sound pretty great. I mean, as long as our safety is put first, then I think everyone's going to agree to go back and play.
The plan is still pending approval from medical experts. This is ABC Sports. Pro Football Hall of Famer Brett Favre says he's spoken to former teammate Aaron Rodgers following the Packers' decision to select Utah State quarterback Jordan Love with their first-round pick. Appearing on the Rich Eisen Show on the NBC Sports Network, Favre said he foresees an ugly breakup between Rodgers and the organization.
I think Aaron will finish somewhere else. That's my gut. But I guarantee you, it's got the wheels turning in Aaron's mind.
Rodgers, who's 36, has 4 years remaining on a $134 million contract extension he signed in 2018. Jameis Winston was formally presented by the New Orleans Saints a day after signing a one-year deal worth a little over $1 million to back up Drew Brees. Orioles outfielder Trey Mancini opened up about his battle with stage 3 colon cancer. Mancini said he hopes to use his platform to shine a light on a difficult subject.
None of us think it can happen to us, and it can, so it was definitely a wake-up call for me.
Mancini is currently undergoing chemotherapy and is expected to miss the entire 2020 season, if there is one. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. More than half of U.S. equipment manufacturers believe the COVID-19 pandemic has had a very negative impact on the industry. That according to a survey released by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. In addition, 8 out of 10 executives say the federal government should prioritize a significant investment in the nation's infrastructure to help equipment manufacturers weather the crisis and help rebuild the economy. The survey was in the field from April 16th through 27th, and 7 out of 10 surveyed experienced a moderately negative impact in their supply chain, while a quarter said the impact had been very negative. 4 out of 10 said they expect the outlook for the next 30 days to get worse and said they plan to lower their financial outlook for the same period by more than 30%. Finally, 9 out of 10 cited a decline in demand for equipment as the primary impact on the COVID-19 pandemic for their business. A couple of U.S. senators seeking an antitrust investigation into the meatpacking industry. Senators Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat from Wisconsin, and Josh Hawley, a Republican from Missouri, are asking the Federal Trade Commission to open an antitrust investigation. They say the industry is currently dominated by just a handful of large multinational firms that have concentrated meat processing into fewer and fewer facilities, leaving America's food supply chain vulnerable to disruptions. In the bipartisan letter, the senators note the closing of 3 pork plants because of COVID-19 resulted in a shutdown of 15% of America's pork production at a time when stable supply chains have become more critical than ever. The senators say the FTC has the power to shed light on the growing competition and security problems. Baldwin and Hawley say the FTC should ask the probing questions about major meatpacking firms' conduct, pricing, and contracting. That's Ag News from AgView.net, and I'm Ken Rogers.
Hello and good morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's first take a recap at how yesterday's ag commodities finished up, as it was a mostly mixed day through the grains, livestock, and the oil prices were on the increase again. We'll start with the grains, though, as May corn finishing up 1 3/4 to 304.5, with July up 2.5 to 314.5. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat all finishing in the red yesterday. Double-digit losses at one point, but still sharply lower at the close as May Kansas City wheat down 6 3/4 to 467 3/4. July Kansas City wheat down the same to 477 a bushel. Soybeans did hang on to their slight gains. In fact, through the afternoon, they built just a bit as May soybeans up 5 3/4 at the close to 831 3/4. July beans up 5.5 to 837 1/2. May soybean meal also sharply higher, up 140 to 283.20, and slight gains from there on. Soybean oil sitting at 25.78. That was a 48-point increase today. May cotton is currently up 184 at the close from yesterday at 58.02. July was up 134 at 57.12 as well. And we saw a fairly decent day through the livestock, mixed to slightly higher. April live cattle was up 7 cents to 85.60. June, however, did finish down 42 to 84.27, but mixed figures from there on. April feeder cattle's down 7 cents at 119.55. Pretty much the red we saw. May feeders were up a nickel to 118.55. Lean hogs were in contrast to that, as May lean hogs up $1.22 to 56.27. That was pretty much the only gains, as June was down 67 cents to 55.25. Now we look to the energy markets. We see June crude oil yesterday up 272 to 15.06 a barrel. July still just shy of $20 a barrel. Unleaded gas was up 6 cents to 72 cents a gallon. Heating oil up 6 to 69, and natural gas finishing on 8 to 186. Markets here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. A Wisconsin dairy and creamery is providing free milk to community residents who are struggling during the coronavirus pandemic. How they do it after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Near Madison, Wisconsin, there is a multi-generational dairy farm operated by brothers James and Robert Bearwolf. They milk about 800 cows, and about 10 years ago, they started their own creamery. They invested in all of the equipment to process their own milk. Sassy Cow Creamery is what it's called. There is a farm store where people can go to buy milk and ice cream and other dairy products. And for the past month, outside the store, there has been a white refrigerator, a double-wide refrigerator, called the Kindness Cooler. It's available to anyone in need of milk, and it will be fully stocked until the end of the pandemic. So, James, it's been about a month now since the Kindness Cooler was set up. How's it going?
It's doing very well. Being right outside of Madison, we're within, short driving distance of a lot of people. So there'll be days we'll put 300 gallons through that cooler, especially on the weekends. The way it works is we just, people that are in need of milk, it's just there. So we keep it stocked. That way people don't need to, track anybody down or ask or figure out what the logistics are. We have a fridge out there, and we always keep it full of milk the best we can anyway. Once in a while, it can be a little job on the weekend, but
is there a little bit of an honor system involved here, James?
Oh, 100% on our system, yep. Yeah, we keep the cooler full, and we don't, you know, people that are in need of milk, that's what it's there for. So, you know, because every person's situation is different. You know, you have some people have large families, and I mean, we all know if you've got kids that are milk drinkers, that you can go through a gallon pretty quickly, so, which is good for the dairy industry. But that part of it, yeah, there's just, you know, sometimes there's retired people that a half gallon might last them a whole week, so it just varies.
Now, if you're wondering, well, why don't all dairies do that? Keep in mind that this dairy farm built its own processing plant so it can sell pasteurized milk and ice cream and other products, where most dairies, and especially the ones that are dumping milk, they don't have that processing ability. Back after this. Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Temperature 44 degrees, sunshine. We'll look for highs warming in the middle 70s today, into the 80s, then into the weekend. Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Early consignment listings for the sale today. 5 red and white faced bred cows, third trimester, 5 to 6 years old. 5 black cow-calf pairs, 5 to 8 years old. 20 black and red steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5. 18 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6. Another 40 at 4 to 6. 17 weighing in at 4 to 6. And 150 at 4 to 6.50. 150 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6.50. 95 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6.50. 60 black steers and heifers, 1 quarter to 5.25. 10 black and red steers and heifers, 450 to 5. 8 red shorthorn bulls and heifers, 450 to 5. 27 black steers and heifers, 450 to 650. 25 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 50 red steers weigh 5 to 6. 8 mixed steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 10 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 15 weighing in at 5 to 6. 25 Hereford steers at 5 to 6. 10 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 30 black and red steers and heifers, 5 and a quarter to 6. 15 black and Charley steers, 5.5 to 6.50. 20 black steers and heifers, 5.5 to 7. 20 weighing 6 to 8. 60 weighing in at 7 to 8. And 62 mixed yearling steers weigh 7.75 to 8. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, with recent events surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic and in conjunction with university leadership, K-State Athletics yesterday announced that selected coaches and senior-level staff members have agreed to salary reductions for the upcoming fiscal year, which gets underway July 1st. Head coach Chris Kleiman and men's basketball coach Bruce Weber have agreed to 13% reductions, while all K-State Athletics employees making more than $150,000 per year will see a 10% reduction. And those who make between $100,000 and $150,000 will see their salary reduced by 5%. Sources say combined, the salary reductions are expected to save the department approximately $1.5 million. St. Louis Cardinals and Boston Red Sox announced ticket refund policies yesterday for games not played through May because of the virus outbreak, with some Major League Baseball teams offering plans for cash returns and bonus credit. Mid-America Network Sports.
Can squatters' rights be a valid claim on property in this day and age? Remarkably, yes. We will take a closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to 4 levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
We try to handle the cattle with as much care and ease as we can. It's just the right thing to do. If you don't have passion for it, the job's not going to get done right. If I would be afraid of consuming our own product, why do I want to produce it for anybody else? By the end of the day, if I feel like I've done all I can, yeah, I'm satisfied.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practiced daily.
More practical tips and useful advice. This is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 30th, the 121st day of the year. Actress Kirsten Dunst has a birthday, and George Washington took office as the first U.S. president on this day in 1789. Suppose you've been gardening in a vacant lot for a decade or so. You've weeded, cut the grass, and even shoveled the walks in winter. You've never seen the owner, and for all intents and purposes, it seems abandoned. In many states, you may have satisfied the requirements for claiming ownership. Commonly known as squatter's rights, the laws of adverse possession can be hard to satisfy, and they may vary by state. But they do allow for those who make productive use of abandoned property and that ability to make a claim. Something to think about if you're desperate for extra garden space. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Every good season starts with a great deal. Buy two or more Ag Firestone tires for one big instant discount using the Firestone Farm Hard Rewards. Find out how to take advantage of savings on the best Ag tires through the Firestone Farm Hard Rewards program by contacting your Farmers Cooperative Tire brand. These large instant discounts are available through April 30th.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
From Beatrice, 77 Livestock on North Highway 77, Beatrice. We do have our bread cow sale today. It is at 11 a.m. on the cow-calf bread cow special. Folks, we've got a great one, so certainly hope that you can make her up here today, starting at 11 o'clock. We will be starting on the first calf families. And, of course, right on top will be the Hilt cattle out of Utah, Nebraska, 40 black first calf families. They are Black Angus in Focus sun-sired calves that side, born May or March 2nd through March 12th. Calves are going to be all castrated, vaccinated boys, cows poured, wormed, and Vibrio Lepto. That is 40 fancy first calf Hilt black calf families. Then moving on to Big Red time, and that is the Stutzman cattle out of Milford, Nebraska, 36 Red Angus OCV first calf families. They have AI Chula Rebel Red Angus steer calves at the side. They're 30 days old. They're castrated, vaccinated, multi-man, and all ready to go. On Tuesday, they were given a Sactran shot for an antibiotic.